This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's delegation cast all its votes for Vice President Kamala Harris during a roll call Tuesday night. This year, the process was more ceremonial. The party held a virtual roll call earlier in order to make the presidential ballot in Ohio. Shad Murab is Colorado's Democratic Party chair. He says the roll call was a great opportunity to highlight the natural diversity of the state.
We've got peaks and valleys and rivers and lakes and snow and summer, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful state to live in.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, speaks to the convention tonight. Our live coverage from Chicago starts at 7. A new video shows three pups born to Colorado's reintroduced wolves. CPR Sam Brash reports the footage marks the first widely available images of the young animals.
Outdoorsman Mike Yusilovich posted the video on Instagram last week. It shows three young wolves playing in a puddle along an undisclosed dirt road. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms the video shows the Cooper Creek Pack. That's the first family group born to 10 wolves released near Kremling last December. The same pack is suspected of killing cattle and sheep in the area. Ranchers have called for their removal, but the state has refused to kill the predators so far. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can see that video of some young and playful Colorado-born wolves at CPR.org. The Regional U.S. Patent and Trademark Outreach Office opened 10 years ago in Denver, and its director says it's showing no signs of slowing down. Molly Kuchalski says technology is increasing demand and inventors want to protect themselves.
It's all of the things that you get to hear about in the news, right? Quantum computing, artificial intelligence, 5G.
The Regional Patent Office in Denver will mark its 10th anniversary Friday with a celebration that's open to the public. This is CPR News and KRCC.